This is Audible.
Hachette Audio presents Apollo's Arrow, the profound and enduring impact of coronavirus on the way we live. Written and read by Nicholas A. Christakis. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of supplementary figures from the book. For my teacher and dear friend, Renee Claire Fox, who survived and studied epidemics, who deeply understands how illness and society intersect, and who has influenced generations of fortunate students. And for my many other teachers across a lifetime, including Paul Piazza, Tom Rees, Leopold Poshbishel, John Mulliken, Alan Brandt, Arthur Kleinman, Paul Allison, Sankey Williams, and Arthur Rubinstein. And Apollo descended from the summits of Olympus, enraged in heart, having upon his shoulders his bow and quiver covered on all sides. But as he moved, the shafts rattled forthwith upon the shoulder of him and raged. But he went along like unto the night. Then he sat down apart from the ships, and sent among them an arrow, and terrible arose the clang of his silver bow. First he attacked the mules and the swift dogs. But afterwards, dispatching a pointed arrow against the Greeks themselves, he smote them, and frequent funeral piles of the dead were continually burning. 9 days through the army went the arrows of the god, but on the 10th, Achilles called the people to an assembly. For to his mind, the white-armed goddess Hera had suggested it. For she was anxious concerning the Greeks, because she saw them perishing. Homer, the Iliad. Acronyms. CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the leading government agency charged with epidemic control, based in Atlanta, Georgia. COVID-19, the clinical disease caused by SARS-2, involving a range of symptoms and severities, also used to refer to the pandemic itself. NIAID, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the leading government agency charged with scientific research into infectious disease, based in Bethesda, Maryland. NPI, a non-pharmaceutical intervention, such as quarantining, used instead of or in addition to drugs to combat an epidemic. PPE, personal protective equipment, such as masks, face shields, gloves, etc., worn by healthcare personnel and others to avoid contracting an infection. SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, a serious clinical illness involving shortness of breath that can result from infection with various pathogens or from other injuries to the lungs, also used as the name of the condition caused by the SARS-1 virus. SARS-1, virus from the coronavirus family that emerged in 2003 and caused a small pandemic. SARS-2, virus also known as SARS-CoV-2, from the coronavirus family that emerged in 2019 and caused a large pandemic.